This is KUT. The U.S. Census is out with new numbers on which cities grew the most and which cities grew the fastest last year. KUT's Mose Bushell reports on what that data says about Texas.
Steve Murdoch directs the Hobby Center for the Study of Texas at Rice University. He also used to lead the Census Bureau. He says whether you're looking at the raw numbers of new Texans or the speed at which some Texas communities are growing,
what you're seeing is just phenomenal growth.
Of the top 15 fastest growing cities in the country, six are in Texas. I'll name them. You'll probably see a trend. The cities are Conroe, outside Houston, Frisco and McKinney, outside Dallas, Georgetown and Cedar Park, outside Austin, and New Braunfels, between Austin and San Antonio. That's right, they're all suburban, or satellite communities, says Lloyd Potter. He's the Texas State demographer.
And most of their growth is going to be from in-migration, meaning people moving from mostly from other places in the United States and Texas into those cities.
Now, those suburban communities grew fastest because they started off smaller. But if you take a look at the 10 U.S. cities that had the biggest raw increase in population, well, Texas leads again. San Antonio, Dallas, Fort Worth, Houston, and Austin are all in the top 10. Potter says a lot of newcomers from out of state are coming from California.
Illinois is another big net sender. Florida would be the other one. And then we also see, like, for example, New York, and then our surrounding states.
Why? No surprise. Potter says cheap land, a strong economy, and central location all make Texas an appealing destination. And what are the downsides? The fact that we're importing a lot of our skilled workforce suggests that the state is not doing enough to educate its own for the jobs that are here. Again, Steve Murdoch.
I would argue that the biggest challenge is still to ensure that all Texans have the skills and education they need to be competitive.
He says transportation and cost of living woes are also side effects of growth that most people living in Texas cities are probably familiar with. Mose Bushell, KUT News.